The Holy Gospel appointed for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the sixth chapter, verses 17 through 26. When Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious, merciful Father, today you challenge us again to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, and we will be blessed, especially when we are poor, for we shall see the kingdom of God, hungry, for we shall be satisfied, weep, for we shall laugh, hated, reviled, and our name is spurned as evil on account of the Son of Man. We shall rejoice and leap for joy, because our reward will be great in heaven. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I want to share with you this morning is taken from the words of Jesus in his sermon on the plain. Gospel of Luke chapter 6, with special attention to verse 23. And Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. Yes, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. But woe to you, says Jesus, when all people speak well of you, you will receive your consolation. You shall be hungry. You shall mourn and you shall weep. Yes, blessed are you, rejoice in that day. But woe to you, says Jesus, you will receive your consolation. There's no question about the fact that Jesus makes it very clear in the sermon on the plain. Those who are blessed and those who are unfortunately cursed. Jesus was teaching this to a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people who were following him day after day, week after week, month after month, from all Judea and Jerusalem, including Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear Jesus and to be healed by Jesus of their many diseases, including those who were troubled with unclean spirits inside their bodies. as they sought to touch Jesus, for power came out from Jesus as he healed them all. Can you imagine? All they had to do is touch Jesus, and power came out of the body of Jesus to heal them of their diseases. As a matter of fact, like the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7, here Jesus preaches the Sermon on the Plain, which we don't talk about very much. Immediately after he had come down from the mountainside, where he had spent all night praying to Jesus, and then he chose his 12 disciples as they went down from the mountain, and Jesus stood on a level place. And then Jesus lifted up his eyes to his disciples, and he began to preach 4 blessings and 4 curses. As a matter of fact, the Sermon on the Mountain was followed immediately after Jesus' baptism and Jesus' temptation by the devil out in the wilderness of the desert after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. It was a very long sermon, by the way, in which Jesus did not only preach about the law and the prophets, but many other moral and spiritual matters, including the importance of prayer and the prayer of prayers, the Lord's Prayer. Whereas in the Gospel of Luke, our text for today, the Sermon on the Plain happened much later during Jesus' ministry, after the rejection by his own people, which we talked about it a few Sundays ago, including the selection of his 12 disciples. And yes, unlike the Sermon on the Mountain, the Sermon on the Plain was very short. We could call it a homily. As a matter of fact, St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes differs completely from the Gospel of St. Matthew in chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. The Gospel of St. Matthew records 9 blessings, but no vows or curses. Whereas in the Gospel of Luke, there are 4 blessings or beatitudes and 4 curses or 4 vows. Yes, even though there are some similarities between the two sermons, there are a number of many differences, which indicates clearly that Jesus preached both sermons at separate times and in different places. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says they are all blessed for suffering hate and persecution for the sake of the gospel. Whereas in the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus says that blessed are those who seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Even though they are poor, they are hungry, they are weeping, they are hated and reviled because of the Son of Man. But cursed are those who do not, says Jesus, instead choose to seek the here and the now. Those who are rich, those who are full, those who laugh, and when people speak well of them. Yes, at the end of the day, Jesus says that those who persevere and are faithful to the Son of Man, they will rejoice in that day and leap. Yes, leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. Not so for those who do not persevere and are not faithful to the Son of Man, where Jesus says, woe to you when all people speak well of you, like the Pharisee in the temple, remember? I tithe, I fast, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. Yes, Jesus says that those who are poor now, that the kingdom of God belongs to them. And those who are rich, that they will receive their own consolation without hope of having Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That those who are hungry now will be filled and are full and will not be hungry. That those who weep now will laugh, and those who laugh now will mourn and weep. And finally, Jesus says that those who are hated, reviled, and their name is spurned as evil because of Him, the Son of Man, they will rejoice in that day and leap for joy. And those who speak well of them will not rejoice nor leap for joy, but receive their punishment and condemnation. As a matter of fact, we have a very good example of that in the parable of the rich man and the poor man Lazarus. Well, the rich man, remember, was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day of his life. The poor man Lazarus was covered with sores all over his body. And he longed to eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. But one day, both men died. And guess what? Lazarus was taken immediately to heaven, but the rich man was buried. And in hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Father Abraham far away, and he pleaded to send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I'm in agony in this fire. But Abraham replied saying, Son, remember that in your lifetime on earth, you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things, hungry and covered with sores all over his body. But now Lazarus is comforted in heaven, but you are in agony in hell. Not only that, but Abraham also went on to say, and besides all of this, between us and you, there is a great chasm so that you cannot come from there over here and we over to you. Unfortunately, the rich man received his consolation in hell, while the poor man Lazarus received his reward in heaven. And by the way, in hell, you can't dial 911. Remember that? And call for the fire department to come and extinguish the fire. They're not coming. By the way, there's no phone in hell either. Or cellular phones in hell. And that still holds true today. Think about it for just a moment. There are those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, and they will receive their reward in the kingdom of heaven. But those who have not, unfortunately, accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will receive their consolation Jesus is talking about in the kingdom of hell. Yes, whenever we suffer poverty and hunger, whenever we experience weeping and mourning, especially when we lose a loved one by death, when we are hated today and our name is spurned as evil, because of Jesus, the Son of Man, Jesus promises that we will also be rewarded. The rejoicing that we're doing this morning. Rejoice and be glad and leap for joy. I can't help myself. For great is your reward in heaven. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, that we are indeed blessed, we're not cursed, and that we shall have the kingdom of God one day with Jesus face to face and with our loved ones who have preceded us in death. Not only that, but that we shall be satisfied we shall laugh. We shall be comforted, especially when we are hated, reviled, and our name is spurned. Imagine, as evil because of Jesus. Yes, blessed are you who suffer hate because of me, says Jesus. Blessed are they who suffer in faith. The glory of God is theirs. And then the words in the hymn of the day, rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you. Holy are you. Yours is the kingdom of God. Rejoice today. Leap for joy. Because you are saved. You are one of the blessed ones Jesus talks about. No matter what happens to you in life, no matter what the struggles may be, the trials and tribulations, the bad news sometimes, He will always bless you as you seek His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things that sometimes we're so worried about and so concerned about will be given to you as well. God bless you in your faith, your walk with Jesus. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all to life everlasting. Amen.